danger. It's danger.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, T.J. Ambie.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Oh, yes, it's Friday.
And drop on the clues bombs for Tupac, damn it. Today would have been Tupac's 46th born day, and All Eyes on Me, his biopic, is in theaters today. Okay? You cannot say you're of the culture and you are not repping Tupac in some way, shape, or form today, or you're not going to go see the movie this weekend. You have to.
Some people saw it already at midnight yesterday because they started showing it in theaters already. So if you did see it, just hit us up on Twitter. I would love to hear what people have to say so far.
Yeah. I won't get a chance to see it till next week. They're saying it's sold out everywhere. Angela Yee and I are in Boston tonight for Boston Summer Jam. So I'll get to see it probably Monday, Tuesday.
I bought my tickets for Sunday because it was sold out till Sunday.
Yeah, so I'll definitely
go to a nice matinee today. It'll be me and a few white people and they're watching the Tupac movie.
I thought about that too.
Old white people.
But you know what? I know what you were thinking. And this is not a flaw. In the area we live, they're going to have the movie and there's not too many black people to see the movie. So you could just see it at 12 o'clock with a bunch of, but white people love Pac in it.
Of course.
And I checked the movie theaters in our area and it sold out as well.
During the matinees?
Yes.
Not during the matinees.
Yes, during the matinee too. I checked.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's good news, by the way.
It is.
I hope the movie does very, very well.
Because I actually bought my tickets last week, and last week I couldn't find any tickets at all until Sunday night.
I mean, I think it's really important that this movie does well for the culture, because, I mean, we want to see more biopics.
Absolutely.
I want to see Luke's biopic. I still want to see we can't do a Wu-Tang biopic. We need a Wu-Tang Netflix series or something, a few seasons of that.
It's so funny that you say that.
That's long. That's like we need a... That's a thing.
Absolutely.
That can't be 1 2-hour movie.
I believe they have something in the works.
As they should. And they should do it with Quentin Tarantino if they know what I know.
Dope. And then this morning during the mix, we're going to do a Tupac mix. So let me know your favorite Pac joints. Start hitting me right now, because if I got to clean them up, I got to clean them up starting now.
Up.
So whatever your favorite Pac joint is, we're going to get on during the mix a little bit later. All right?
And shout out to Mano. He actually bought out all the tickets in the theater in the city. Maybe you should call Mano. You could go with him.
Mano's in the movie.
Yeah, Mano's
in the movie. Yeah, maybe I hate
Mano. A lot of Pac fans tell me they hate Mano now, and I'm like, you know it's a movie, right?
You know it's
a That means he did a great job.
He's acting.
Yeah, but it's a movie.
Now DJ Khaled will be joining us.
iHeartRadio's own DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled will be joining us this
morning.
Nobody
got more stock in iHeart than DJ Khaled, okay?
Yes, Khaled will be joining us in a little bit. But right now, what we got in front of us.
And not only that, Khaled's debuting a record. Khaled's debuting the Rihanna Bryson Tiller record.
We actually got a little earlier. We're going to get that on in like 60 seconds.
Oh, it's about to play
now.
You
guys are going to love it. I went to his listening session, so.
Can we tease some front-page news before you play? You're so hype, man. Calm down.
Yes, I'm going to give you an update on the Georgia inmates. We told you two inmates escaped and actually killed two guards. We'll tell you what happened with them.
I mean that the record's already on the internet.
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
No, this is the world.
I haven't checked no blogs yet.
Well, it's the world premiere. We'll say that anyway. All right, this is Khaled, Rihanna.
World premiere for radio.
Bryson Tiller. It's Wild Thoughts. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, new Khaled. Let's go. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was a worldwide exclusive world premiere. Khaled, Rihanna, Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts.
I will admit that record is okay. I like it. I'm not mad at that at all.
He sampled Maria, Maria.
But I thought the record was about thoughts. I thought they were saying wild thoughts, but they're saying wild thoughts, like thinking, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was about women for some reason. For whatever reason, I don't know why I was thinking it was about wild thoughts.
Okay.
But, it's an okay record. I'm not mad at that.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, LeBron James has cut his hair off, and he has a Caesar, if
about
you haven't
time.
Seen it.
Lord have mercy.
He cut his. Give him a round of applause.
Listen,
man,
when your hairline starts in the middle of your skull, and you're walking around looking like RoboCop with his mask off, you just got to shave it all off, bro. Like, get rid of it. Who cares?
And so many people have that issue, and they all just shave their hair bald. You just got to keep.
I'm still holding on,
you just have to maintain the baldness.
I still got my curtains. I keep it nice and low. I'm holding on, bro.
You can't have stubble. You got to maintain the baldness.
I'm holding on.
You got to make sure that you are constantly making sure it's smooth.
I ain't letting go.
I get 2 or 3 shaves a week, okay? I keep make sure I got a fresh baldy because my greatest fear is getting, you know, arrested and that mugshot come out and you in the middle of having a little hair sitting on your head. I ain't got time for that. I know what my hairline look like. I know my limitations in life. I've accepted my fate.
My goodness. Now, let's talk about the escaped Georgia inmates.
Right. We told you earlier about the 2 Georgia inmates who were on the run. They shot and killed 2 prison guards. They don't know how they managed to get at the prison guards. They were actually being transported from one place to another, and they managed to get into that cage compartment where the security guards were. Well, Donnie Rowe, who was 43, and Ricky DeBose, who's 24, were arrested. They were in Christiana, Tennessee. The police received a call of an elderly couple being held captive by the fugitives during a home invasion. So this was particularly dangerous because they clearly have nothing to lose. They had killed 2 guards already. They were obviously very desperate and very dangerous. Agencies were offering $130,000 for help in finding them. So fortunately, now they have been found.
Okay. Now let's talk about, what is third gender ID? I was confused with this story.
Well, in Oregon, they are now the first state to offer a third option on official IDs. So if you're not a male, you don't identify as female, now you can have a third option, and that option is
they.
Not specified.
They. That's what you call they. I keep telling Callie going to get in trouble soon. Callie going to get in trouble soon because he's going to keep telling people that he hate they and not realizing what's going on out here in these streets.
All right. Well, it is not specified. It's not they, but that's for their gender. So that's going to be on state
male,
IDs.
Male, female, and then?
Not specified.
Okay.
All right. So that new rule is going to take effect on
what's
July
the qualifications
3rd.
For not specified?
It's just how you identify yourself. So if you don't identify as a man, you don't identify as a woman, you're just not specified.
I'm going to be an X-Men, bro. I'm tired. I want to be a mutant. I'm a mutant. I'm an inhuman from now on. Since everybody can identify as what they want, I'm a mutant. I'm an inhuman.
But I wonder how that works, though, because, you know, just let's say in life insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women get a cheaper rate than men. So what is the other box?
Well, this is just for your state ID, like for your license, your driver permits.
Envy raises a good question. If we're going to be technical with it all across the board, we got to be technical with it all across the board.
I'm just curious.
All I know is, from now on, I am a mutant.
All right. I'm a mutant.
I am inhuman. Okay?
Okay.
I am a superhero, and I want to be referred to as such. If I'm not identified to as a superhero, there will be consequences and repercussions.
Okay.
Okay? If you don't want a bunch of X-Men downstairs protesting, then I suggest that you address me as a mutant from now on. Okay?
All right, I'm a mutant. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, phone lines are wide open. We'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. And DJ Khaled will be joining us next hour. All right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You're from West Palm Beach. Now, you mad this morning about a front page news story?
I am. I mean, you know, they have the option now on your license, you know, if you don't know what you are, how are we supposed to know?
Well, I guess that's why they got other. Mm-hmm. I guess, or non-specified.
Well, I mean, if you're born with one body part, that's what you are until you change it. If you don't change it, I mean, come on, people. There's so many other things to be worried about than putting that
listen,
on life.
It doesn't really affect me in any way. Whatever people want to do, if that's how they want to identify themselves, it's up to them.
It doesn't affect me either, but I do agree with you. I agree with you because, like, I don't want to just be able to identify as a woman if I'm a man. What I need to do is take that extra step and cut my penis off. That's showing commitment.
Exactly.
That's showing commitment. You know what I mean?
True.
It is. Like, that's a real commitment.
You are committing to the fullest. If you can commit to that, I have no problem calling you what you want me to.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Kay Barnes.
Hey, how you doing, Solomon?
Hey.
Kentucky's in the building. She wants to be a mutant too, bro.
There you go.
Yes, yes, yes. I was just calling to agree with you, Solomon. I am a mutant also. Not because I want to specify something on driver's license. It's just for the simple fact of being different.
That's it.
I've all completely told my husband the whole time we've been married, honey, I'm a mutant.
Okay.
Okay, this is interesting.
I am trans Wolverine. I identify as a mutant. Call me trans Logan.
Okay.
All right.
Chris.
You.
What part of Cali are you calling from, Chris?
Inglewood.
Inglewood. All right, man. You blessed this morning. Tell us why.
I'm blessed because I'm off today, and I got paid, and I get to see my baby girl graduate from elementary school to junior high.
Cute.
Congratulations, bro. Enjoy it, man. They grow so fast, get so big, man.
Bro, listen, you know what's so funny? I literally told my wife yesterday, I go, yo, my oldest daughter will be 9 in a couple weeks. I'm like, is it just me or is she aging? Like, she,
look,
like
she looked, fast,
like I
man.
Looked at her yesterday, and I'm like, yo, she look older.
Yes.
Like, I know her birthday's in a couple weeks, but no, she looks older.
They grow so
like it's
fast.
Weird as hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Jeff, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, Jeff from Tennessee? I just bought a dog from Tennessee, Jeff.
Man, I just got a dog. Man, I'm just calling to tell why I'm blessed because I'm 21. Well, I'm 22 years old now.
Okay,
and
happy
I
birthday.
Just got into truck driving school, and I pretty much been driving trucks for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got married and all that. And then I also want to tell you guys why I've been mad, too, because I've been staying in Memphis, and it's been, like, crazy stuff going on, man.
What's like, going on in Memphis? We're syndicated in Memphis right now. Good morning, everybody out in Memphis.
Yes, who's everybody that listens to us in Memphis on K97?
Man, appreciate it. But a two-year-old got shot by this, like, 21-year-old kid, and I've just been like, man, everybody around my age group just going out killing everybody, and it's just going crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, you only 22?
He just turned 22.
You sound like a 47-year-old man who's been divorced at least twice. You got 4 kids that you rarely get to see because the baby mamas be tripping. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have any kids, man. Believe it or not, I don't have any kids.
All right, bro.
I'm just chilling.
All right, bro.
And I'm also mad, too, because of there's some crazy stuff going around in Jackson. If you can look it up, I might DM it to you guys. About you know, they're talking about somebody's head got.
Yeah, the guy who got his head cut off, he got beheaded. I read about that. They beheaded it and put it on the porch.
Yeah,
or something
put it on
like
the
that.
Porch. Yep. Sean, why are you mad?
Why am I mad? Because the mother squirters out here.
Are you mad at your woman because she squirts?
Oh no, I'm talking about some bitches on Sixth Street that I pulled tonight.
Were you mad that they squirt? What'd you say? Squirters? What'd you say?
All right, so I got off and I got a little squirter that I brought back to my car, and she done spider webbed all over my car.
You brought
There's
a prostitute?
Wrong with
That's
that,
a prostitution.
Bro.
You know you paid for a prostitute.
I paid. Nah, it wasn't no prostitute. She got me.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
I don't know what's
if it's
on.
Your woman or your wife or your man girl, and she squirts, then that's exactly what she did. She squirted. But if it's just some random chick, she peed all in your car, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Your car got peed
in. Hey, Charlamagne, I heard you. I know that's true, but
you
know that's
true.
Fugazi,
Toddy,
you know what I'm talking about?
Charlamagne the God.
Yeah, God bless all you brothers that's partaking in weed this early in this morning. You know what I'm saying? Still on a high from your pills from last night.
Definitely high.
Salute to all the drug addicts that listen to The Breakfast Club. We appreciate you, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or if you're blessed, you could call us at any time. Nikki, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's celebrate alongside Jay-Z. We'll tell you what hallmark he's made history yet again.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z has made history yet again. He was the first rapper ever inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Couple of clues bombs for Hov, damn it.
That's big. Huge.
Now, Tidal has put out a commemorative page with quotes from different artists, basically shouting him out, okay? You can hear Andre 3000. He said Jay-Z's contribution to music as a writer is pivotal. You can hear his wit and hustle stylings in the backbones of some of the biggest and respected artists of today. Scarface also left a message. He said he's got to be the best songwriter of all time because he writes everything in his head without the use of a pen or an iPhone. Mm. My guy Jay Electronica also showed love. He said Jay-Z is now right where he belongs. Rick Ross called him an unadulterated genius and the Frank Sinatra of his time. So,
and the fact that he ghost wrote for so many people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
That's Doc Carter.
Well, Jay-Z, in celebration, actually went on Twitter to thank people. He said, thank you to all the people that have inspired me. Rakim, Kane, KRS, Chuck, Cube, Jazz, M, Andre, Nas, Big, Pac, Cole, Kendrick, Chance.
You're not going to do everybody, are you?
Jay Electronica, Lauren, Nicki, Light, Latifah, Common, Ye, Drake, Meek, Ron, Kaz, LL, Chains, Cam, Tip, both of them. Pharoah, Face, De La, Ice-T, G-Rap, Mel, Corrupt, Lox, X, Q, Ab, Lupe, Most, Foxy, Boss, Ross, Quavo, Future, Travis, Too Many, F This, all of you. He said T Grizzly song best out, and he said Redman, Ghost, Ray, Wu-Tang. Then he said I beat Genius in a rap battle, I think. Ha. Huh. Busta, him too, Tretch, Thug, Be a Rapper too. And just a lot of different things. He said he's new on this, and he said he is going to actually delete the app in the morning.
And when he was talking about Genius, he was talking about the jizzer from the Wu-Tang Clan kids, not the website Rap Genius.
He shouted out Slaughterhouse. Okay. I seen him shout out Joe Budden.
Yeah, shout out a lot of people. I actually, the first time I ever interviewed Jay-Z at Sirius, we talked about his battle with GZA, with Genius.
Mm-hmm.
And in perspective, it wasn't just GZA, it was GZA and ODB in that rap battle.
And you know, this is how you know Jay-Z's older, right? Jay-Z put a Dropbox link onto it, okay? There was nobody from Roc Nation, no interns or nothing that could have opened that Dropbox for him, got the video of Barack, and uploaded it to his Twitter for him. He put the whole Dropbox links.
Here is what Barack Obama had to say to Jay-Z.
I like to think Mr. Carter and I understand each other. Nobody who met us as younger men would have expected us to be where we are today. We know what it's like not to have a father around. We know what it's like not to come from much and to know people who didn't get the same breaks that we did. And so we try to prop open those doors of opportunity so that it's a little easier for those who come up behind us to succeed as well.
That's
and
real.
Let's face it, we both have wives who are significantly more popular than we are.
That's real.
That's cute.
Listen, man, I don't see how you can't root for Jay-Z.
Well, congratulations.
Even if you don't like him, his music or something, he got to inspire you in some way, shape, or form for something. A black man has accomplished the things that Sean Carter has accomplished?
Continue to accomplish.
Come on, now.
I enjoyed the fact that he was actually tweeting, and he didn't really seem to know what he was doing.
He had no idea what he was doing.
He put a Dropbox link. That tells you all you need to know about his social media skills. But it's good to know he's not great at everything.
Well,
all right?
Congratulations.
It's good to know he's not great at everything.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
All right, now let's discuss Vanessa Satin, the editor-in-chief of XXL. She was up here, and she was talking about the freshman class cover.
People could be rude.
And this has definitely ignited some controversy and some discussions because she talked about why Famous Dex did not make the cover. Here's what she said.
So basically, Famous Dex didn't make it because of that video of him beating up the girl.
I guess if you want to put it that way. Listen, you can argue either way. You can say X has got issues, and you can say that Famous Dex has issues.
Yeah.
I think the difference with Famous Dex having it on camera creates a different situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, a lot of people weren't happy about that. And in particular, Famous Dex wasn't happy. I thought they was cool, but he went and posted this.
That's why I didn't make XXL, because that video of my girl, that f***ing lady right there, ma'am. You too disrespectful. Bitch, she just had my son. You talking about you fat bitch? I don't get no I'm disrespecting.
Hey.
I don't get no They got me up. You could at least say congratulations in that interview, bitch.
Hey, listen, young boy. You're not going to beat up a woman on video and expect good things to happen. Ain't going to be no sponsorships coming your way. People probably not going to put you on the cover of magazines. And you can't beat up a woman and then scream on another woman and call her a fat bitch. Okay? And it does not matter that that young lady that you beat up just had your baby. That has nothing to do with the perception that these corporations have of you, sir. It's great that your baby mama forgave you, but these corporations aren't going to want anything to do with you. I got this.
There was definitely a different way he could have addressed his displeasure.
How about deal with the reality?
Instead of speaking like that.
How about deal with the reality of the situation and understand if you beat up a woman on video, 9 times out of 10, you're cutting off all your corporate relationships without even knowing it.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The proudest father in all of the world.
Man.
One of.
It's not.
I think Calla might be number one at this moment.
Man. One of the proudest fathers.
Shout out to all the fathers and mothers.
Yes.
And mothers.
We Father's Day is this Sunday, so
that's right.
To all
my first Father's Day will be this Sunday, so I'm excited.
That's dope.
That's exciting.
What is Asad doing for you?
Well, I mean, he's already doing so much, man. You know, Asad is my biggest blessing. You know, like Envy and other people that fathers always mm-hmm. told me when you have a child, it's going to change your life. And it really did. You know what I'm saying? It's my biggest blessing, but it also gave me just a new energy And it's not about me. It's about my son. Everything's about my son. Everything's about my family, which it always is about the family. But it's just a different feeling because, you know, you really think you know what love and joy is. Mm-hmm. Like, say you love something or you fall in love with something. Even when you fall in love with your girl or whatever, and you're just so excited, but there's no love like your son or your daughter or your child. It's a different type of joy. It's a different type of feeling. And I love it. Like, I don't know how to explain that. I'm
like
grateful.
The happiest baby in the world.
He is. He smiles every morning. He's just a good boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just good. And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, putting so much love and joy into him and feeding him greatness. So when he gets older, he'll know the difference of love and of something negative. Right. So he'll know that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you see, you know, like, MVP playing with his basketball and going to the game. He knows that's love. You know what I'm saying? If he experienced something else, he'll know that ain't right. Without even trying to tell him, he'll just know because it's a feeling. And I think that's a great way to raise your children.
It makes you love your significant other more, too, because now you really know what love is. Somebody told me that a long time ago. If you love your significant other the way you love your kids, you really in love.
And that's true because, you know what I'm saying, of course I love my queen, but, you know, I told her the other day I didn't think I could love her anymore.
Mm.
It's like I love her even more and more, and she looks even more beautiful and beautiful. And it's just the truth. I'm not even making this up. I really told her this. And then when I see her with my son, because, you know, it's a lot of work. You got to, you know, that's a every second day.
Absolutely.
You know, especially being a mother, you know what I'm saying? And watching her feed my son, change his diapers, wake up 4 a.m, 2 a.m, 6 a.m, 8 a.m, you know what I'm saying? That's work. And when I see that and I'm around that, I'm like, man, it's really doing something to my heart.
Right.
So I look at her and I'm praising her as well. So big up to all the mothers out there.
And drink the breast milk.
Yeah,
just try it once.
Yeah, no, not me.
No, you. You.
But you know
you
what?
Don't have to
you
do
know
that.
What? It's crazy because the other day I had like a cold, and I was like, man, I don't want to get my son sick. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when we get colds at our age, it's like it lasts like 2-3 weeks sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I don't want to touch
my
son.
Hell no. You better take some vitamin C.
No, I'm talking about, you know, I go hard, no sleep.
It
kicks in. So, you know, when my son did a little checkup, I was like telling the doctor, yo, I had a cold. I don't want him to get. He's like, listen, your son is the most healthiest. He drinks breast milk every day.
There you go.
He got the he vitamin. He's got all. He's more stronger than all of us.
Right.
So it's just dope. Yeah, breast milk is a key though.
Just take a shot and then have some mango Ciroc right after.
she got every freezer frozen in the house filled with breast milk. Trust me, they're everywhere.
We premiered your joint with Riri and Bryson Tiller. Now, how'd that song come about?
It was a record that we all love, and I presented the record to Rihanna. And she loved it. And the minute she cut the vocals, she was like, yo, Kyle, let's shoot the video. So I'm like,
let's go.
I'm on the same page.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask her, but I don't like to abuse my love. I want to get, you know, each step done.
Right.
And that just shows you how big the record is and how exciting the record is that we shot the video before it even came out.
Dope.
And I'm just excited about it because I've been trying to work with Rihanna for like 7 years. You know what I'm saying? For me to pull this off, you know, I want y'all to remember, this is my 10th album.
Mm-hmm.
This is my son's first album as an executive producer, and it's my 10th. So I'm pulling off, you know, people I've always dreamed to work with, like Beyonce I work with. I never worked with her before. Rihanna, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, the
you
list
have a
goes
number
on.
One song.
I got two number one songs. I'm the one went number one out the gate in 1 week. Shining went number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? I just dropped the Drake record a week ago to the max.
Max.
God willing, we go number one. I'm just Rihanna, we about to premiere right now, going to go number one. And then the album come out June 23rd. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't make no album cuts. Like, I didn't make not one album cut. I made all anthems, and I made 23 tracks. The album come out June 23rd. The track listing has 23 tracks.
23.
My son was born on October 23rd. So the 23, mm-hmm. And then
you got the Jordan.
The Jordan.
Got you. We see where this
then
is going.
Then I came out with my own Jordan.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So, and this is a three. You know, Envy, you know what these are threes.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
This ain't no regular Degler. The We the Best Jordan.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Oh, what, she got these?
Well, no, you said there's no regular Degler.
Okay, okay. Where'd
she get them from?
Hold up.
I've been looking in my mail. I haven't got mine yet.
So we're going to get you. So,
okay.
So,
amazing.
You know, obviously, I got mine. You know what I'm saying? I got like 3-4 pairs of sample, and then they're all coming in now. And then we have a big announcement connected to this announcement. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let Jordan do it, but it's going to be more to this. You know
got
what I'm
you,
saying?
Go.
And I'm just excited, man. You know, me as a sneakerhead, me loving Jordan and being part of the Jordan brand family is such a big accomplishment for me. But also just to let the young world know that, you know, dreams turn into reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I remember, you know, wearing these as a kid and having the poster and Jordan. Now I got my own Jordan.
Right. That's
you know what
amazing.
I'm saying? So like, you know, this is part of, you know, this whole album, this whole campaign, Grateful, is just me saying thank you to all my relationships, my fans, but as well as my son and God. Like, this is my thank you to the world. So I'm making this album. Like, Major Key got nominated for a Grammy, which mm-hmm. was huge for me. And I feel like Grateful we're going to win that Grammy.
Right.
That's where I'm at with this. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got more with Khaled when we come back. We got to talk Rick Ross a little bit, Birdman, and more. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Khaled's in the building.
You know what I wanted to ask? A couple of days ago, Rick Ross released a video.
Yes.
Idols Become Rivals.
Yes.
What did you think when you first heard the song?
I mean, you know, Ross is my brother. It's like day one. That's family. Me and him come from the bottom. The mud to marble floors. So when he's shouting me out on that record, that's what you call a real friend, family, loves me, and I love him back. And I think, you know, when he was expressing, shouting me out, he's basically expressing, man, Khaled's a hard worker. You know what I mean? He a good person. He a grateful person. Everybody he's ever dealt with, he's always been good, and he never complained. And I think y'all know me as a person. Y'all never ever heard me coming talking about people and stuff like that. He's basically saying, yo, Khaled, you blessed. And keep winning and don't stop. That's what he's saying.
But what did Birdman do to you?
Well, Birdman, that's my friend. I want to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Birdman, all that is, you know, at one point I just moved on with We The Best. You know what I'm saying? And I got nothing but love for Birdman and them. What they gave me an opportunity. Even, like, for instance, I appreciate every opportunity that's ever given to me. It doesn't matter what happens through the opportunity. It's an opportunity.
Right, even right. if it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's an opportunity, and I'm grateful for that. And then you got to remember, too, you know, Birdman and Slim, they, you know, I have an album coming out. They cleared all my records. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they don't have to do these things.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So I have love for that, too. And at the same time, I have to respect the legacy of what they've done for the culture and hip-hop from day one. So, you know, at the end of the day is... You know, I pray and I wish that everybody can come together and work things out. And at the again, I even know at Ross is, I don't feel like he's saying something like he's trying to be like negative.
He's not being malicious.
No, he's not. You know, Ross is a big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Ross is to me. He's mm-hmm. a big brother. And that's one of my best friends. But at the same time, is he's also somebody besides DJ Khaled. People go to Ross for advice and just, you know what I'm saying, big brother love. And that's what Ross is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day is I got love for everybody, and I love Ross, and I love Bird, I love Slim, and I love everybody, meaning as in, man, and I, you know, I hope that all that stuff gets fixed one day, if there is a problem, you know what I mean?
So simply, you just didn't get paid from cash
now,
money.
Well, first of all, I don't discuss business, but at the end of the day is me and them are good, you know what I'm saying? And you know me, I'm not the type of person to put no negative energy out there.
You had so many positive things happening in your life.
I'm too blessed. I'm too blessed. And not just me. I think we're all blessed. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not the guy that complains. I'm a guy that keeps going hard to move forward. And I think I've shown that throughout my whole career.
Mm-hmm. I seen a picture of you in Atlanta with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, I was in, I went to go support Jadakiss, Lox, Styles P, and Sheek in a concert in Atlanta. And I was actually, went to go see Jada, too, to have a one-on-one with him about getting him on Grateful album.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, his verse on Grateful is crazy. But
the fact that you still do that says a lot about you.
Oh, nah.
Still pull up on people just for a verse?
Oh, man.
I tell kids all the time, you have to have a DJ Khaled level of annoyance to get things done.
No, guy, it's the only way it's going to get
done.
Like, it's the only way. I got to go in the mud of all muds. I was backstage. First, I didn't realize you walked in, and you know, when you walk in, you just greet everybody, and you know, I looked up, and we just everybody.
Yeah, please stop doing that so close to your mouth. What do you mean?
No, don't do that.
When you walk in, you greet everybody.
No,
that's a meme.
That's a gift. So what
you do again?
No. Y'all tripping. This guy is crazy, man. I swear, he loved this. Boy, I never met a man that can't wait to find something. You know what I mean? But anyways, you know, basically all it was is he came in and said what's up to everybody, and we pound sign.
pound sign
and kept it moving. Again, I always told you, you know what I'm saying, that I ain't got no problem with nobody. even if they got a problem with me, I'm not out here trying to say I'm gangster, this and that, nah. I'm just a guy that has respect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, came and say what's up to everybody. And at the end of the day, I just kept it moving. It's not like we talked. Mm-hmm. It's not like we had a meeting or nothing like that. It just what's up with everybody. And then the picture, what happened was they were taking a picture. And Jadakiss like, boy, you had a big year. Come get in this picture, man. Come get in this picture. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Say no to Jadakiss, my friend? I'm not going to say no to Jadakiss, my friend, and act like I'm some Hollywood guy.
Right.
Of course I'm going to get in the picture. So, that's what it was. And at the end of the day is,
You guys didn't have a conversation.
No, we didn't have no conversation, okay. Nothing like that. But like I said before, we were walking in a place. I'm not worried if somebody's going to try to do something because it's not that. What I mean? Like, I'm not about that.
You don't put that energy out there.
I never have. You know what I'm saying?
But that don't mean y'all going to work together and do music.
That doesn't mean none of that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying at the end of the day, I answered the question, what happened that
right.
Day.
Right.
Gotcha.
This is explaining how it went down.
Yeah. Now, how much equity do you own in iHeart? Because every time a Khaled record drops, iHeart pushes the button.
Charmin loves that question.
He loves it.
Every time we play a record,
you can't get mad because it's really big records.
Thank
like it's
you.
Beyonce
that,
and Jay.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I respect iHeart because, that's exactly what it is. When you get them type of love, it's about making moments and events. Mm-hmm. And I've been blessed to put out big anthems, and I'm so excited that iHeart always supports, not just on radio level, but I'm talking about, I just got done doing the big pool party, performed, mm-hmm. and it was real cool because it was like more, I guess, on the pop side mm-hmm. At that pool party,
yeah.
which I feel like was big for me, too. Like, to see my career growing in different angles as well as just every opportunity to perform for people and the fans and the listeners. That's what I care about, and I appreciate them giving me the opportunity to do it, to be an artist, to be able to perform in front of all these thousands of people. And, iHeart to me is not only just radio. I feel like they're becoming a brand where it's like a household, like almost how the Grammys and mm-hmm. The BET mm-hmm. Awards mm-hmm. and MTV VMAs, like they're becoming that brand, And I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. I appreciate it. I'm grateful.
All right, we got more with DJ Khaled when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into a Khaled mini mix. Let me know your favorite Khaled joint right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Next morning, everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Khaled's in the building. Now, Yee.
What is there left for you to do that you haven't done that you want to accomplish?
My goal is to be a billionaire. A billionaire.
Billy!
Yeah, Billy. And then, I want to make sure my son and my family secure. And I know it takes hard work, but at the same time, I don't want to have fun doing it.
Right.
And I want to love it. Like, I don't want to do nothing I don't love. And that's why I come up here, and if it's from this Jordan, obviously you know how much I love this. I posted about a million pics yesterday.
The Fat Joe got to be a little envious. It's like...
Nah, Joe Crack...
Joe got his own Jordan?
Yeah, Joe Crack got a few TSs. Matter of fact, Joe Crack's one of the guys in the game from day one that really... is a sneaky head.
Yeah, absolutely.
God. So, but I'm not gonna lie, the three though.
That's what I'm saying.
Do this with a three.
Yeah.
because I can't believe it. Mm-hmm.
So, I know he hit you up.
I got a pair. I went to see him yesterday.
Got you.
He licked his pair. He made a movie with it. Shout out to LPNNYC. Make sure y'all support that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more things.
And you have the Champs, right?
I got my own Champs sports store and in my studio.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it either. I'm in the studio, and then I walk the artist, go come check this out, and I open
it up. So people can really buy stuff?
They fill it up with all the latest stuff. And we just, it's all my size and everything. It's crazy. I can't believe it.
Somebody worked there?
When we do events, they bring a staff.
Got you.
It's open 24 hours because it's my studio.
Yeah.
But we do dope events and pop-ups and, interviews and sometimes artists take over, even when I'm not there. So it's like an experience at We The Best Studios with Champs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Now that's dope.
You still don't fly? I see your son.
No, I don't fly. So the flying thing might happen soon, Envy, because my son flies,
right.
And he flies private.
I see. So
that's why I got to work hard.
Right.
That sounds like I only fly private.
So when he's flying, I feel like I'm flying because I'm still stressed out, like, when I'm on the air, like, nervous. So if I'm feeling the same way on the ground, I'm like, I might as well,
Get on the plane.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's getting close. And then my queen and they putting that pressure on me.
Right.
And then, I see my son smile, and I'm like, damn, I see this about to happen. So I think I'm going to jump on one of them jets. Whatever.
I can't wait. Well, you got to let us know where you take your first flight.
No, no.
That will be a reality show.
We're going to have to make that a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's got to be a movie.
What's your biggest fear as a dad, though?
My biggest fear as a dad is, like, it's going to be hard to let him go to school. Like, you know, I don't know, because I can't. If somebody play with my son, I'm going to have a problem with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, like, saying to myself.
It's not like he's going to public school in Dade County.
No, I know, but I'm thinking about buying, like, the whole neighborhood and different neighborhoods a school where it's, like, a homeschool, but I pay for everybody school.
Yeah, like,
and then so I can just pick an energy.
Why not?
You can't.
Why not?
He got to be around.
No, I know, but I'm just so in love with my son. I'm trying to figure out. Like,
I'm
please.
Gonna buy the neighborhood. Buy
I mean, why
I'm
not?
I know my son gonna be good because he being raised right. What I'm saying is, I've really been having them conversations, like saying, okay, you know, how you have homeschool because
right.
you want your son to be with other children. You know,
yeah,
they
yeah.
got a keep, right. you know, vibe, not just us. They got a vibe. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me pay for 20 kids homeschool, but we'll make it in an area, and then we'll make our own school.
So it'll be like DJ Khaled Elementary.
Yeah, something like that.
With a few teachers and 20 students.
Let's do it. Like, you know.
Why not just move to Calabasas like everybody else?
Well, I'm in Miami. Miami's my home. I did buy a house out there, too, in L.A., and I'm actually looking at a home in New York. I used to have a condo in New York. I want to buy homes in everywhere that I go a lot that I love. I want to buy some on the island. That's what I'm doing with my money right now.
Now, are you concerned about the phrase they? Right
that.
Now? Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from that.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know that the transgender community is using the word they now? That's how they refer to themselves. And I worry about you because you always tell people to stay away from they.
Yeah.
And the transgenders refer to themselves as they. I don't want to be a culture clash.
Oh,
at
no.
Some point.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'll be on one of those big pop
Kelly
shows.
Kelly was doing this before that.
Transgenders in the front row, and you're like, stay away from they.
Yeah, no.
And it's a big headline now.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. You know, when I say they, meaning as in, like, you know, I guess I just don't like to use the word hater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it just sounds like hate. It just doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? I don't feel like we need to. That's what I mean. I actually never knew nothing about that, but you know what I mean. Just negative energy.
We know what
negative energy.
I know what he means.
Negative energy.
You know,
negative energy.
I just don't want it to be a culture clash.
Nah.
Cal's in these different rooms now.
Nah. We got love for everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you mentioned something earlier. You said you didn't want to abuse your love with Rihanna. I always wonder, when does Khaled know when to quit? Because you're persistent about things you want.
Meaning as in, when I say stuff like that, like, it's steps. Basically, I never entertain or ask for certain things I didn't feel like it was supposed to happen or it should happen or we should make history together. Because if the record is successful, why not talk about more success?
Right.
Oh, man, we got a chance to perform at the VMAs. Why not ask? If the record's successful, I'm not going to ask unless the energy's good.
And for Chance, that was his first number one record also.
Me, Chance, Justin Bieber, Quavo. Mm-hmm. It was. I put a lot of number one records in my life, but that's my first number one Hot 100.
Right.
Billboard, you know, that's a different type of number one. I've always dreamt for one of those number ones, and we did it. And we plan to do it again with this RiRi record.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? God willing.
Well,
why didn't you promote your book the way you promote everything else?
I did. I went hard on my book run. We did I did a bunch of TV. Actually, my book did good. It was on New York Times bestseller list.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? The book, I want to do another one. I know, congratulations on your book on the New York Times bestseller, right?
7 weeks in a row, but who's counting?
Damn, man, congrats. Yeah, that's big. Yeah. And I've been watching you on social media with all the in-stores, and that's what it's about. You have to, when you put books out, you have to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, show up for the fans, sign autographs, and so they know it's real, and at the same time, it's got to work. You know what I'm saying? And my book, I don't know if you had a chance to read it, I really love my book, and the fans that got it really love the book. And it's inspiring me to write another one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I really like it, and I think it's good for my portfolio. You know what I'm saying? And just to be on the New York Times bestseller list, that was a big accomplishment for me, too. And at that time, with Major Key and the book called The Keys, it was just a really good feeling.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us and stopping through.
Khaled got a champs in his studio.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's going to buy a school.
That's right.
Just for a side.
Right.
He's doing it.
He's going to start flying again.
That's right. We're working on it.
Only because he can afford a jet now. That's what it is.
He can afford a jet a long time.
It's real out here, boy. June 23rd, Grateful. Go get my album. You know what I'm saying? It's my biggest album ever. My 10th album, executive produced by my son.
You know, it's crazy. It's your 10th album, but it feels like it's your second.
Yeah,
I feel like you got a new life.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm glad it happened on my 10th and my 9th album. Mm-hmm. Because imagine if I would have got that Hot 100 number one on my first album. Mm-hmm. It would be too hard, you know, later. So right. yeah. the success right now, it, when people see like, man, he deserves it. Right. He put in that work. He's doing his thing. He's consistent. That's what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Was the build up. The foundation. And I'm excited. And look at it. I'm on number 10. I'm a father now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm making great music, and I'm not stopping.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, it's DJ Khaled. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's a Friday. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Karrueche.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, Karrueche managed to get a 5-year restraining order against Chris Brown. She took the stand yesterday in her restraining order case against him. She said that she broke up with Chris Brown. He demanded diamond rings that he bought for her to be returned. When she refused, that's when he became aggressive. Now, she said that in text messages between them, he would say things like, I'm not being nice to you no more. If I see you out in public again and I'm there, I will make you hate me even more. Don't be anywhere. I'm out in public. I'm going to ban you from all events. She also says that he texted her, I can get my money back and I'm tired of playing games. Bitch, I will beat the ish out of you, and I promise you I will make your life hell. She also said he once wrote, I'ma kill blood, under a photo of her and Michael B. Jordan. So she said
Jesus
that
Christ.
She also said that Chris Brown had beaten her before as well. And that's what it is. The judge did give her a 5-year restraining order. She said she does fear for her safety and she needs permanent protection. Chris Brown did not show up in court and the judge would not let him join the hearing via phone.
Mm.
All right. Well, that's your update on what's happening.
Well, I'm happy for Karrueche. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said her name right.
What'd I say?
Her name.
I did?
Yes.
I was sneezing. I didn't say it right.
She did.
I was actually sneezing. I did. I said consume tight. That's what I said her name right?
Yes, you did.
Really?
Yes.
You said he said her name right by accident.
I didn't say Cowabunga?
Nope.
I didn't say Kawasaki.
Nope.
Now, Chris Brown hasn't commented on any of this. The last post that I saw him put up on Instagram was a song him and Jhené Aiko, he said, about to F the summer up, and there you go. So
how we know someone's not a girl?
No, he's talking to, he played her music.
You stupid. You're a fool, man. Go ahead, Yee.
All right, Dr. Dre has donated $10 million to the construction of a performing arts center for Compton. The Compton Unified School District made that announcement yesterday. They're going to have creative resources and a 1,200-seat theater. And he said, my goal is to provide kids with the kind of tools and learning they deserve. The Performing Arts Center will be a place for young people to be creative in a way that will help further their education and positively define their future. That's awesome. $10 million.
Yeah, that's dope.
To make a school in Compton, that's going to be incredible.
Drop on a clues bomb for that.
Something to be proud of. All right, Cameron is planning to release a thriller, a movie, and 2 albums this year. So he recently spoke with Noisy, and he said it's going to be reminiscent of the movie Unfaithful. By the way, I love that movie. He said, but with a once you go black, you never go back twist. So it centers around a married white woman who rents her guest house to a black man. And he said, we're going to put out a movie with the album and keep putting movies after that. So instead of shooting 9, 10, 11 videos, what we're doing is writing the script.
That sounds like a great porno. Great storyline for a porno. A
oh,
white
like
woman that?
That
rents her a guest house to a black man. What happens next? Huh? What happens when the black man runs out of toilet tissue and has to go to the house to get toilet tissue from the white woman?
Why can't you go to the store?
What's wrong with you, man? Your mind is demented, man. Go ahead, Yee.
Yeah,
this is
let's
a strange
move on from
guy
that.
Over here, man.
Young Thug has put out Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugga Girls, his new album. And
Easy what? Breezy Thugga, what?
Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugga Girls, EBBTG. So when you see that hashtag, you know what that stands
that's
for.
That's a good title for a summer album. Girls walking around in the sundresses and no panties. A little light breeze going up under there.
Right. Well, it's a singing album, by the way. Okay, so if you want to hear a little snippet, we have some for you right here. Here is some of Young Thug's Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugga Girls.
She got a camel I call her Marlboro.
You know what I'm saying?
I take you from the stars, take you to my world. She didn't get a chance to get my number. She missed out on mama, she missed out on me and my mama. Yeah. I wanna give her yeah. I call my go-to guy. Yo, yo, yo. Got no backwoods fly. Yo.
What you think?
going down with my supplies,
y'all. And by the way, it's executive produced by Drake.
Yeah, I think that song is good. I think it's for people who check non-specified on their licenses. It's male, female, and non-specified. That's a great.
All right, well, I'll play one more snippet for you. Here's another song from Young Thug's new album.
Oh, hold on, let's pull it up. Here we go.
These women know who we are. Plenty Benjamin on me and my squad. When you a prince, nigga, your door's ajar. I ain't like you don't know who we are, but you do. I know you know who she was. Twerk it, baby, real slow movie. Yeah. Money green like camouflage. STD, I'm taking over your ward.
I personally really like Young Thug's voice. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think
just showing a picture of Young Thug.
I've seen that picture.
I think Young Thug's voice sounds like an instrument on records. Like it sounds like it's an instrument. That's part of
the
production of the record. Mm. Personally.
All right. Well, we'll get more into albums that are out because 2 Chainz also has an album out, but we'll talk about that in the next hour as well because I'm excited for Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Okay.
But that is your rumor reports.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 16th. What would have been Tupac's 46th born day? It's also the day Tupac's biopic, All Eyes on Me, is in theaters. So today is a big day for the culture, and today's Donkey of the Day is for cultural purposes only, okay? See, it's a woman named Elizabeth Banks. You may or may not know her. I didn't know her, but the only Banks I acknowledge is Wells Fargo, One United, and the family that consisted of Uncle Phil, Will, Carlton, Ashley, Hillary, and the dark-skinned Aunt Viv. Now, quickly, Elizabeth Banks is an actress, director. She's been in the Spider-Man trilogy. She was in that trash-ass movie called Seabiscuit. Don't debate me on Seabiscuit being trash, okay? I've never seen it, but horse racing is trash. And if horse racing is trash, then a movie about horse racing has to be trash.
It was pretty good.
Oh, stop it. She was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was in Hunger Games, and she directed Pitch Perfect 2. She did a lot more than that, but those are just a few things on her resume I wanted to run through just to paint the picture. Now, she's not a new Jack in Hollywood, okay? She's 43 years old. She's been around, and you know one of the principles in my book is give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. So basically what I'm saying is the know-it-all knows nothing. None of us know everything. But when you're 43, and in certain worlds, there's just certain things you should know. Okay, Elizabeth Banks is 43 years old. She's an actress, director, so she should know about certain things, especially in the film world. But she doesn't. Elizabeth Banks was accepting the Woman in Film Crystal Award for Excellence on Wednesday at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And during her acceptance speech, she decided to throw a shot at Steven Spielberg. You heard of Steven Spielberg, right, Angelina?
Yeah, of course.
You heard of Steven Spielberg, right, Envy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's done a few films, Jurassic Park, E.T., Indiana Jones, The Color Purple, you know? I mean, he's no Tyler Perry, but he's popping, right?
This guy's stupid.
You need Tyler Perry out of this.
Well, Elizabeth Banks tried to call Steven Spielberg out, and I wish we had the audio, but we don't. We couldn't find it anywhere, but I was reading the transcript. Basically, Elizabeth Banks was saying...
Transcript!
You know what I meant. Elizabeth Banks was lamenting the state of Hollywood movies that focus on telling women's stories. So she said, I went to Indiana Jones and Jaws, and every movie Steven Spielberg ever made. And by the way, he's never made a movie with a female lead. Sorry, Steven, I don't mean to call you out, but it's true. Now, it's okay to be wrong. But what's not okay is when you get the correct information and still choose to be consciously wrong. Because according to The Wrap, an audience member attempted to counter Elizabeth Banks' claim in the moment. She said, no, Elizabeth, Spielberg did The Color Purple, which stars a woman you may know called Whoopi Goldberg, okay? Last time I checked, Whoopi was a female, and she was the star of that movie, which made her the lead. Therefore, she is a female lead, which makes Elizabeth Banks wrong and makes her slander of Steven Spielberg null and void. But when she was corrected, Elizabeth Banks just kept her speech moving. In fact, Elizabeth responded to the interjection to get clarification on whether or not Spielberg actually directed The Color Purple. Some other idiot in the audience said he didn't, but the reality is he did. Okay? Now, I'm not in Hollywood. I'm not an actor or director, but even I know Steven Spielberg directed Color Purple, and I know that Whoopi Goldberg starred in that movie. The Color Purple is iconic, and because it's iconic, social media absolutely destroyed Elizabeth Banks yesterday, forcing her to apologize. So she said she messed up. She framed her comments about Spielberg's films inaccurately. She takes full responsibility for what she said, and she's sorry. She wasn't trying to dismiss the iconic Color Purple, blah, blah, blah. She ends it by saying, those who have the privilege and honor of directing and producing films should be held accountable for our mistakes, whether it's about diversity or inaccurate statements. I'm very sorry, end quote. Now, this is one of those moments where I totally understand when black women say they feel invisible. Okay, The Color Purple, a movie that made $93 million domestically and was nominated for 11 Oscars. You don't remember Steven Spielberg made that film? You said you watched every movie Steven Spielberg ever made. You can remember the movie that starred aliens, the movie that starred dinosaurs, but you can't remember the movie that starred black women. I'm not making this a race thing. I'm just saying, when black women say they feel invisible, this is pretty good evidence. I just don't understand how someone in Hollywood can ever forget about The Color Purple when discussing anything Steven Spielberg related. It's like talking about the great Michael Jordan moments and saying Michael Jordan never played sick, just forgetting about the flu game. Like, there's certain moments in Color Purple that if you can't quote verbatim, I don't trust you. Like, listen, I want you, as you're hearing this, I guarantee you're going to be saying this to yourself in the car if you're of a certain age.
Until you do right by me,
everything you think about is gonna crumble.
Don't do it, Miss Seal.
Don't trade places what I've been through. Come on, Seal. Let's go to the car.
He ain't worth it.
Who you think you is? You can't curse nobody. Look at you. You're black. You're poor. You're ugly. You're a woman. You're nothing at all.
Until you do right by me, Everything you even think about is going to fail.
Mm. Oh, man. Come on, man. Drop one of Clues bombs for that, man. Those are bars, okay? How can you not quote this? Who don't remember this?
Oh, my
life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy.
I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight my brothers.
Come on, now. It's The Color Purple, damn it. Elizabeth Banks, you got to get it together. I'm glad you apologized, but you need to get on your knees and pray for repentance because it's not what you do that don't know me. Listen.
You do right.
The Color Purple.
I knew you was going to say that.
Everything you even think about going to fail.
Play it one more time. I need Elizabeth Banks to understand what I'm saying, okay? Play it again.
You do right by
The Color Purple.
Everything you even think about going to fail.
Listen, man, it's not what you don't know that makes you stupid. It's what you're not willing to learn. Don't die culturally clueless. Please give Elizabeth Banks the biggest hee-haw. Give it a big hee-haw. I was going to give it a Sweet Sounds and the Hamiltons, but you can't be 43 years old, an actress and a director in Hollywood, and say that you've seen every movie Steven Spielberg ever made, but you just conveniently forgot about The Color Purple. No, you got to get a big hee-haw for that one.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Let's switch gears. The weekend is here.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
Angela
it's the weekend.
Yee and I are heading out to Boston today for Boston Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Father's Day this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
The Tupac movie is also out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good weekend for the culture. Today is Tupac's Born Day. I was driving in to work this morning, right? And I was listening to SZA's album. I love SZA's album, Control. And I was listening to the record The Weeknd. And it got me to thinking.
What?
Because in that record, SZA admits that she's just the weekend girl. She know this guy has a main girl that he's with during the week, so she's just the weekend girl. So I was like, is there really weekend girls out there?
Now, that's funny because I did a whole entire playlist on Tidal based off of that song, The Weeknd by SZA.
Mm.
And in that playlist, it's a whole lot of songs that you might not have realized was about women who are weekend chicks and men, too.
Let's play a snippet of SZA weekend joint.
My man is my man, is your man, her, that's her man.
All right, so we want to ask if there's any weekend females out there.
Listen, we ain't...
Or guys, too, because there's a lot of boyfriend number twos out there that have no problem.
We ain't trying to get you to blow up nobody's spot. You don't got to say no names. We just want to know if you are a weekend girl and why you choose to be that. That's all. You can even remain anonymous if you want.
All right, we can open up the phone lines.
Yes.
800-585-1051. Are you a weekend girl?
Or a weekend guy.
You just get it in on Friday and Saturday and return them Sunday, I guess. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
I expect that from guys, though. I expect that from guys. That's nothing for guys. That's good. The girls are more intriguing.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about being a weekend individual. Now, explain to the people what that means.
Well, this is coming out of SZA's song on the Control album. Amazing album, by the way. And, you know, on the song, SZA just admits to being a weekend girl. She said that she knows this guy has a girl that he's with during the week, his main girl, and she's the weekend girl. Matter of fact, play a snippet of it. So it got me to thinking this morning. I mean, I know that it's side chicks, but is it actual women that just consider themselves weekend girls? Like, you only check in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, let's ask Tamika. Tamika's on the line from Brooklyn. Tamika, you a weekend girl?
Yes, you can consider me as a weekend girl, but I have another title as that.
What's the title, boo?
A weekend girl, but I will let you know, a lot of females don't want to be into a relationship. They just want a casual relationship. And if I meet a guy and he say he have a female, all right, sometimes I don't deal with them, but if he's willing to do it, I'm willing to do it. As long as we know our role, we know who we stand at, it's no problem.
By the way, I just would like to say that my wife loves SZA album and she hates that song, right? And so when I, because you know I'm hearing her listening to SZA album all week, so I go, "You like SZA album, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's dope." Uh-huh. She's like, "It's only one song I don't like," and I'm like, "What song?" She said, "Weekend Girl." Guess what I said?
The Weekend.
Nothing. I knew it had nothing to do with the sonics of the record. Had nothing to do with the record sounded.
But Tamika, you are a weekend girl. You just don't want to call yourself that.
No, I don't want to call myself a weekend girl.
Well, guess what?
I'm going to call myself a casual dater.
A casual dater.
Okay.
My goodness.
Whatever makes you feel better, boo.
We have Miss Anonymous on the line. Good morning, Miss Anonymous.
Good morning.
Now, you are a weekend girl to a married man.
Yes.
Explain the situation.
I'd rather be a weekend girl. I don't got to wash clothes, clean them, and I get to go out and get down.
Well, first of all, my wife ain't got to wash clothes either if she don't want to. Okay?
Wow.
Well, not everybody, you know, got money to do all that. So I don't got to clean. I don't got to do everybody.
So you just get the benefets of getting deep down.
So she just like, so you like being a weekend girl.
And to go out, yeah. I'd rather be a weekend girl. I just want you to know what I like.
You pissing off all the wives and all the main girls this morning. I'm telling you.
I mean, every... gonna cheat.
They not. I will not let you spread
yes,
that lie. Men don't cheat.
Yes, they are. I'm sure you cheated before.
Before.
Okay, so then you just proved it right.
Key word, before. I've learned from the errors of my ways.
I don't know what negativity she was spewing. I just had to hang up on her. Let's go to Tyler on line 6. Tyler.
Yo.
You a weekend girl, man? A weekend guy?
Yeah, weekend guy. Yeah.
So who's chick you knocking down, bro?
Nah, it's all good. I'm with that, you know? She's got a man's, but I'm the weekend guy.
Okay. Yeah, but guess what? They're going to have your funeral on the weekend, too, as soon as that man catch you.
It's like he's boyfriend number two. Nothing wrong with that.
Already. He called me already.
He caught you already.
Damn.
He beat you up?
He ain't do shit.
He didn't do nothing?
What?
He didn't do anything?
So now you're going to step up as the main man?
Nah. I'm still rocking, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait till you catch you, bro.
Yeah, he gonna catch you, bro.
I can't wait till you get what's coming to you.
You guys are in your feelings.
Good luck.
So what?
800-585-1051. Are you a weekend individual? Maybe you're smashing somebody's chick, a dude on the weekend. Call us up. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking, are you the weekend person?
Yes.
Now this comes from SZA's song. Let's play a snippet of it so we can tell people exactly where it's coming from.
Now, by the way, I love SZA's album Control.
Uh-huh.
My wife was listening to the album. She loves the album. And I asked her, I said, "You like SZA's album?" She was like, "Yeah, it's really dope. It's only one song I don't like." I knew it was coming.
You knew it?
I said, "What song?" She said, "The Weeknd." That's when I just backed up out of the bathroom. You know how Homer Simpson backed into the bushes? Backed up out of the bathroom, okay? I get it. Totally understand why you don't like that record. It's a trigger. You know what I mean? You hate to know that women out there exist.
Right.
Women like that exist out here in this world. But they're there.
They're around.
So we wanted to hear from them this morning.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Can I stay anonymous?
Okay, now, anonymous, you just got out of jail, huh?
Well, like, a couple of months ago.
And now, what happened? Why are you the weekend chick?
Because I'm just trying to, like, get my life back together. I was there for, like, 2 years, and I don't really have time or, like, the emotional capacity for a committed relationship, but I thought me...
Why are you settling, though, boo?
I don't think I'm settling. I'm just getting my needs met, and then when I'm ready to commit to something, then I will.
All you women say that, but then after a while, y'all want to be the main chick. That's the other part. That's the other part of SZA's album that y'all don't catch. The fact that it is points that she wants to be the main girl.
Well, I think the guy kind of lies to everybody, so she didn't even know.
Mm. Yeah, probably right. Mm-hmm. But so I don't have just like one. I have like. One is a male and one is a female, and I don't know.
You just all over
the place. Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Dr. Brown, CT, man.
Dr. Brown, what's up, bro?
There ain't nothing, man. You already know, man. I'm calling about the top. With
you
the
already know.
Absolutely, I'm a weekend guy. Monday through Friday, we already going through enough hell and headache. I don't want nobody from Monday to Friday giving me an extra headache. So on the weekend, I can use you, lose you. Monday morning, I don't know you.
So, do you have a main girl during the week?
No.
Then you're not a weekend guy. A weekend guy has a main girl during the week, and you're
absolutely not. That means you're 7 days out of the week. You're a guy. If you have a main girl, five days out of the week.
No, hold on. I'm explaining this wrong. Does the girl you with on the weekend have a main guy?
Oh yeah.
He's a weekend guy. He is a weekend guy.
You are a weekend guy.
Yeah. You are.
But that's the best way to be.
Yeah. What do you do on the holidays and stuff when you're all alone?
Oh, no, I can never be alone. I got too much family for that.
And then what you going to do when he finds out and come looking for your
ass? Yeah, I mean, it's all good to be a weekend guy till you get shot on a Friday.
Now, see, we can't be, no, we rebuke that right there, Charlamagne. We can't have that. Okay. Yeah, I send that back to the pit. I'm not worried about that.
Let's take one more weekend girl. You got any girls on the line? I don't care about these weekend guys.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name? Anonymous.
Sarah. Okay, it's Sarah.
Sarah, sound like a fake name.
Her voice sound fake, everything.
Sarah, so you're a weekend girl,
what
huh?
You
a weekend girl, Sarah?
No, but my boyfriend's a weekend boyfriend.
Oh, so he got a wife or a main girl during the week?
I mean, he acts like it.
What are the benefits of having a weekend guy?
Because I'm like busy during the week, so I feel like I can only really hang out with any of my guy friends on the weekends.
Oh, so you have a couple.
Oh.
Okay.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you something. You may be a weekend girl, but you a week hoe.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
You sound like a weekly hoe, boo-boo.
All right. Thank you, man.
You going to Amber Slut Walk?
No, thank you, guys. What?
That's a good question.
You going to the Slut Walk this year?
What's that?
Exactly.
Amber Rose's Slut Walk.
No.
You don't need to. Don't worry about
it. Google it. You need to be there.
Y'all, stop it. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, if you are going to be the weekend girl, I just want you to know, don't be a side chick catching main chick feelings, because that's what happens. After a while, you don't just want weekends. You're going to want the week. Next thing you know, you're going to want holidays. And ain't nobody got time for that.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, for everybody concerned about whether or not Conor McGregor is going to end up kicking Floyd Mayweather when they fight on August 26th. We'll tell you what's in the contract to prevent that from happening.
See, there you go. Now they're thinking.
All right. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, the jurors in Bill Cosby's sex assault trial remained deadlocked for yet another day, and Bill Cosby is asking for the judge to declare a mistrial.
What?
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen, and I guess they still haven't figured out what they want to do with Bill Cosby. Is that a good sign?
Now, this is going to be interesting, because if Bill Cosby gets found not guilty, you know, what do we do? Because you can't try a man in the court of public opinion. He's already been tried in the court of public opinion. Everybody's labeled him a rapist.
That's true.
He got his day in court. He gets found not guilty. What do we do?
The 7 men and 5 women sent out a note. They said, we cannot come to a unanimous consensus on any of the counts. So according to people that were in court, they said he's happy to know he has 12 people of his peers who understand that the facts of this case don't add up. The inconsistencies with Ms. Andrea Constant's statements as well. So.
And them Cosby Show and Different World reruns. If you watch Different World on Netflix or you watch Cosby Show reruns, it's going to be hard to convict that man, man. You like, this guy has provided so much good entertainment and content, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
It's tough.
Well, he's facing up to 30 years behind bars if he does get convicted of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault.
He'll never make it 30 years.
What happens? All right. Alex Rodriguez will be the first Hispanic to be a shark on Shark Tank. So he's set to join the cast of Different People in the next season. And that's pretty exciting. Now, he said the fact that Hispanics contribute over $1 trillion annually to the economy is just a phenomenal feat. I think in D.C. and other business communities, we should be having really smart conversations on how to double that number.
But does he have businesses? Like you know, why would I partner with him if he doesn't have any business experience, does he?
He's the founder and CEO of A-Rod Corp, which is a private holding company with multiple businesses in the United States and Latin America. Some of these businesses are construction, fitness centers, and automotive dealerships.
He also has his
experience being featured on Fox Sports as an analyst.
Yeah, I mean, that's that sneaky money.
Yep.
A-Rod ain't out here putting it all on the gram.
Right, so good for him, and I'm sure that means
that's dope.
Him and J-Lo gonna be chilling.
Yep.
All right, 2 Chainz. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music is finally available. Originally, it was supposed to come out April 7th, but now it is out. So it's 16 tracks on there.
Oh, it's out now?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, sure.
Let me give you a little snippet in case you haven't heard it yet. Okay, here is 2 Chainz featuring Pharrell.
Juicy, squeezing in the juicy, sipping on the deuce, rocking some Medusa. Give up your juicy, give up what but juicy. In the club, I wrote this for the plug. I wrote this for a hater that was looking for some love. A DJ competition, I'm mixing in the kitchen. Now who gon' do the dishes? Bankroll thicker than delicious.
You hate me cause I tell you the truth. Maybe your friends are confused.
And here is 2 Chainz featuring the Migos.
Got pregnant by her main dude and I'm offended. I call, she ain't pick up, a text her back, bitch, you stingy. I'm in all black like a ninja. Chain got influenza. Walk in the trap house, you my Cartier's for a credential. Got that. I'm going wield the beast, all of my enemies. Negative energy, I could do anything. I got the guillotine, off with their head. Known them for love and get head. Dripping so much sauce on your bitch, look like she wet in the bed.
I'm looking on my title right now.
Yeah, get that 2 Chainz album, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, and Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, apparently in the contract, there will be a potential lawsuit if he kicks at Floyd Mayweather during their August 26th fight.
It should definitely be.
Right, it's in the contract. They said that could actually really ruin Floyd Mayweather because of his value in the sport. So if anything like that happened, there would be a lawsuit. Conor McGregor loves his money. He would lose a lot of money if that should some way, somehow happen.
I've been saying that for months. It shouldn't even be a lawsuit. If he kicks or tries to grapple Floyd Mayweather, anything other than boxing, he should get disqualified.
Immediately.
He shouldn't get his money. Period.
Immediately.
But it's going to be hard, though, because it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard not to react, you know, do what you know.
Right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.